We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Kublai Khan consulted with his governor, Van Chu, regarding the fate of Marco Polo and his companions. Van Chu recommended that the Venetians should be put to death, and Kublai Khan decided to carry out Van Chu's recommendation. Marco Polo, with his father, his uncle, and Benno, their servant, were brought into the great audience chamber, and then the death gong was sounded. Kublai Khan spoke to the prisoners and said that he had passed sentence of death on each of the four. And when he came to sentence Marco Polo, that intrepid young man told the great Khan that he was a blind fool and that his governor Van Chu was plotting to seize the throne. Marco Polo was unable to prove his statement, and the Khan, becoming infuriated, ordered Van Chu to kill Marco Polo. Van Chu immediately drew his long curved sword, raised it above his head, and advanced towards Marco Polo. The young Venetian firmly stood his ground.
Marco, they shall not kill you. They will kill me first.
Father, stand aside.
I will kill the father as well as the son.
Mighty Kublai Khan, you have said that I may live until 1 hour before midnight. I beg you grant this to my son.
Now stand aside. I have decreed that Marco Polo must die now.
Kublai Khan has spoken and Van Chu will obey. Marco Polo, you must die.
Wait, wait. Stay your hand, Van Chu. What has happened? Who dares to come into my audience chamber?
It is the Princess Zelana. I beg that you hear her grant, Khan, please.
Let the woman be removed. How dare she come here when the Khan is administering justice? She will learn that in my palace women must obey.
Let your son release me. I can prove that Van Chu is a traitor.
Hear her not, mighty Khan. Tell your guards to take her away.
The Princess Zelana has made a serious accusation, but can she prove it? Now stand aside, guards, and let the Princess Zelana enter.
No, mighty Khan, do not hear this woman. You have said that I may kill Marco Polo. I should have killed him, but that his father stepped in my path.
Seems that there is more in this affair than meets the eye. Now come on, speak, Zelana.
Mighty prince, I came to China as your promised bride, but I did not find favor in your eyes.
That was because you have some contortion of the face, which is not your fault.
Enough of this most noble Kublai Khan. Bid this woman be gone. And let me put Marco Polo to death.
One moment. So much has happened that I am bewildered. First, I must hear what the Princess Zelana has to say.
He had no right to force her way into the audience chamber.
I am but a woman, mighty prince. How could I force my way through your guards? You ordered them to admit me to the audience chamber?
Yes, I gave you permission. Now, what have you to say?
I came to China as your promised bride, but I did not find favor in your eyes. But Van Chu spoke words of love to me.
What is this? Why, it is only an hour since you asked me if I would bestow the hand of this maiden on.
I told you that I wished her for my wife, most high.
It was yesterday that Van Chu spoke words of love to me. He told me that someday he would be emperor of China. He said that he was plotting to seize the throne.
She lies.
God, seize this man.
Let me go. Take your hand off me. I've done no harm. This woman is lying.
I gave you no orders to kill the Princess Zelana. If you love the woman, you should not desire to kill her.
Order your soldiers to release me, and I will sheath my sword. It is not fitting that your governor should be held fast by your guard.
Release him. Now sheath your sword, Van Chu, and Zelana, speak.
I am loyal to you, great Khan. And when Van Chu told me of his plans to seize the throne, I bade him prove to me how he could become emperor of China.
And did he prove it?
He proved it, most high. He told me that many men were ready to overthrow you.
What?
He had their names inscribed on a piece of parchment. He told me that the revolt was to take place in 7 days' time.
My lord Kublai Khan, I tell you this woman is lying.
I do not lie, great Kublai Khan. Here is the parchment which Van Chu showed me.
Give it to me.
Stand back and let me see this. Why, there are many names here which I know.
I stole this parchment from Van Chu when he spoke words of love to me yesterday.
So?
I allowed him to embrace me so that I could steal the parchment. It was wrong of me to allow Van Chu to embrace me, but I wanted to be of service to you, O Prince, to prove my loyalty and to prove the loyalty of Marco Polo and his friends.
Well, Van Chu, and what have you to say?
I still say that this woman lies. I have never seen this parchment before.
The men whose names are on this parchment will be arrested and brought to the palace where they will be questioned.
You shall not question me. I will fight my way out.
Stand back!
Stop him, man! I shall stop him.
Have a care, Marco Polo. He is armed with a sword. He fights his way past the guard.
Marco Polo, remain here. Let my guards find Van Chu and bring him before me. He must not leave the palace.
Great and mighty Kublai Khan, does that not prove that Van Chu is a plotter and a traitor? If he had naught to fear, why did he rush from the audience chamber?
I had feared that plots were afoot, but I little thought that Van Chu would betray me. I have been a blind fool, and I ask your pardon, Marco Polo.
You need ask no pardon of me, mighty Khan. But I ask in return that you will spare the lives of my father, my uncle, and my servant Benno, and spare my own life.
Your lives will all be spared. I ask you to remain here as my friends. I will send for the captain of this parchment, are to be brought to the palace. They will be made to explain what part they have played in this plot and what they hope to gain. The captain of my guard is coming before me.
Can we render any other service?
No, go. Your lives have been spared and I will speak with you later. Return to your apartments. You will be sent for later, but I have much work to do.
Have you any orders for me, mighty Khan?
I am grateful to you, Zilana, but the time has come for me to act. You will return to your quarters. The captain of my guard has come. I must confer with him.
Marco Polo went to his quarters with his father, his uncle, and Benno. They all went to the one room, while the Princess Zilana returned to her own quarters. Marco Polo threw himself down on a divan.
I am tired. Pester me not with questions, Father. I have been through a great strain. A little while ago, I was very close to death.
But, Marco, do you not realize that the guards at the door of the audience chamber must have been in Van Chu's pay? Why did they not stop him when he made his escape?
I do not know.
I'm afraid the revolt will break out today.
Marco, once again, we owe our lives to you. If you'd not been courageous and fired the Khan, we would have all been killed.
Uncle Matthew, I believe you are really beginning to like me at last. But it is the Princess Zilana to whom our thanks are due. If she has not produced that parchment, I would have died. But see, a servant enters the room. What does he want, Benno?
Oh, I think he brings some refreshment. But I want to say that I am grateful to you, Master Marco. I thought that I would never see the sun rise again.
We were all very close to death, Benno. What does the servant carry on the tray, Benno?
Goblets containing a strange beverage. It is made by pouring boiling water on some strange leaves. I have seen the other servants drink it.
No doubt the Emperor has sent it to us.
Is it intoxicating?
They say it is not intoxicating. They say it is very refreshing.
It may be poisoned. I do not want to drink this strange Chinese drink. I would like a goblet of Venetian wine. I have need of it.
Mayhap the Emperor will be annoyed if we refuse this drink. Well, I shall drink mine. Oh, it is very hot.
Does it taste well, Marco?
Well, it is not very pleasant, but it is not really unpleasant.
Well, I shall drink mine.
Perhaps we've been sent drink so that we will be poisoned instead of executed. Look, the servant is grinning at us.
He is pleased that we have taken the strange drink. There is one goblet left. You must drink it, Benno.
I shall drink it.
Well, so far I have taken no ill effects. The servant has gone now, so we can continue our conversation.
I think we should have gone to the Khan and offered him our services in case the rebellion breaks out.
Oh, there may not be a rebellion. I have a far more serious problem.
What is your problem?
Do you realize that the Princess Zilana was instrumental in saving our lives?
Oh, of course I realize that.
We're all very grateful to the Princess.
I was glad when she produced that parchment. I stopped praying for my soul.
Praying for your soul? I thought your teeth were chattering very loudly.
Well, let us hear your problem, my son.
The Princess Zilana is very brave and very beautiful. And as you know, Father, we can receive nothing in this world without paying for it.
I know that, of course. But with what have you been trading?
I traded with our lives, and the price of our lives is that I marry the Princess Zilana.
You marry the Princess Zilana?
Well, she wishes to marry me.
Are you in love with her?
I think Giuliana Vecchi is the only woman I will ever love.
You want to blame yourself, Marco. You made love to the princess.
Well,
When I am with Zelana, I feel that I love her, but I do not wish to marry her. I am really too young to marry.
If she demands your hand in marriage, you dare not refuse.
Oh, well, you must admit it is a problem.
Refuse.
Oh, well, you must admit it is a problem.
No doubt you will be very happy with her.
Well, I have no desire to marry her. Nor have I any desire to spend the rest of my life in China.
Do you not think the Princess Zelana would consent to return to Paris?
Oh, be of good heart, Master Marco. Mayhap she will not demand your hand in marriage.
I trust that you are right, Benno. Now can we rest for a little while? I have been under a great strain, as I told you. I feel I must sleep now.
Some hours later, Kublai Khan sent for the Venetians, and they were conducted once more to the great audience chamber. There they found the great Khan with the captain of his men-at-arms. The two men wore armor.
Ah, my friends, I hope you are rested. I have had news of the plotters. Unfortunately, my guards allowed Van Chu to escape, and even now he is inciting the people to revolt against me. I go now to stop the revolt.
May we offer our services to you?
Well, my friends, if it had not been for you, I would never have discovered this plot. But you will learn that the great Khan is used to dealing with a revolt, and I have never lost a battle yet. I will not lose now that my subjects have taken up arms against me.
We will do all in our power to aid you.
Marco Polo has proved himself. He opposed me and told me that I was a fine fool. While I go to battle with the revolt, he shall command the palace guard, and as a reward for his loyalty towards me, I bestow upon him the hand of the Princess Zelana.